Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 121 of Ninjas and Super Spies. I am back from England. It was a great trip that I won't talk about here because I only go on for about 5 minutes a day. If you want to hear me ramble about England, you can check out Gameable, the very long podcast counterpart to this very short one. One thing I will mention though here at the top of the episode, not directly related to page 121, is that Mega Dumbcast, Mega Fan, Mega Dumbhead, Dr. G has a podcast called Dial G for Gamer. I was on it. We talked about Heroes Unlimited, so listeners to this podcast will definitely want to go hear me talk about Heroes Unlimited in a long-form way with Dr. G on episode 4 of Dial G for Gamer. That's at pulptopixel.blogspot.com. Okay, so that's enough preliminaries. Let's talk about page 121. The first thing you can't help but notice is a big old half-page illustration of some poor schmuck with a sword getting his ears blown out by a shouting middle-aged man sitting cross-legged on the ground with his shirt open, his unimpressive physique bared to the world. He has a bit of a David Carradine look about him, and the expression on his face is not one that I at least would associate with superhuman shouting. He looks very matter-of-fact. He looks like this shit happens to him all day, every day. Somebody runs at him with a sword, and he's got to sit down cross-legged and just yell to put them in their place. They look pretty well shocked. He looks like he wishes just once someone would believe him that he has super yelling powers, and he didn't have to prove it every time. But we already talked about kaijutsu, the art of dangerous yelling, back when we talked about Lee Kuan Chu. So today we're going to talk about something a little different. We're going to wrap up our discussion of chi mastery with a dark chi power. This is dark chi or chakuri chi. This is a chi power that allows you to tap the dark chi of the dark parts of the world. So what's interesting here is that while we've discussed that waterfalls are great places to kill people if you are pure of heart, because there's a lot of positive chi there for you to tap and use to make yourself super strong or run super fast or whatever, if you are a bad person, you don't want to go fight at waterfalls. There's no negative chi there for you to tap. Even places like volcanoes, which you would think maybe would benefit, like that's a violent place. There's explosions. You would think there's got to be a lot of dark chi here for me to use. Heed the example of Scar and of Anakin Skywalker. Volcanoes are no place for you. That is natural beauty, albeit of a hard-edged variety, and it will ultimately benefit the good guy. Fortunately, Ninjas and Super Spies has your back. It tells you exactly where you need to go to pick up some sweet, sweet dark chi from your surroundings. What you're looking for are caves, tombs, basements, and tunnels. Now, in that list, caves are the only things that are really naturally occurring. So I'm willing to accept that if you go into a cave, if you go underground in a natural environment, then the chi under there is dark chi. There is a balance to the world, yada, yada, yada. So if you're a bad guy, then you got to go underground to do your kung fu. What I would not have anticipated is that this balance of dark and light in the cosmos is quite so easy to game as to be able to dig a hole underground, essentially a tunnel, or a basement, and be able to access these realms of dark power because you are down in your finished basement. You can, I guess, probably it's even stronger dark chi if you get down on all fours and crawl under the pool table down there. That's even closer to the ground, even further toward the center of the planet. There's even more dark chi down there. Yes, this does mean that if you go on the submarine ride at Disneyland, there's probably plenty of dark chi down there. But what came to my mind when I read this, because it's amazing to me how easy it is to find dark chi. All you got to do is get in a basement. These are the dark studios we've heard so much about in relation to Snake Style. You may recall that when you join Snake Style, then you have to swear a blood oath and you have to be personally selected by other evil people for your evil potential, and they take you to their dark studios to train. This is what that means. it's basements. If you're into Aikido, then you gotta go, you gotta do that shit in the quad. That's why you always see people doing Tai Chi and stuff out in slow motion, out in the open, in the sunshine, at your university or in the park or whatever, because that's where the positive chi is. But if you want to learn snake style, you got to go to some creepy old goateed man, and he's like, yes, your goatee is just beginning, but I see that it has great potential. Please join me in this basement where our power is strongest. It's very much like, I think Anton LaVey was probably a master of snake style. He seems like the kind of dude who has that, like, affected darkness and will definitely invite you into a basement to do something that he promises will charge you with dark power. Anyway, the fact that scary, scary bad guys have to practice their kung fu in basements because that's where the powers of darkness are strongest, that's the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we leave Chi behind to discuss some other martial arts powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.